The acting managing director of the Ghana Water Company Limited, Kweku Buthri, says the demolition at the Wager Dam site is justified. This is because government bought lands in the catchment area and paid due compensation to those entitled to it. Mr. Buthri was speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus. We discussed encroachment and demolition around the Wager Dam. He stated that the people who took the compensation are the same people selling the land to unsuspecting people for illegal development. Mr. Buthri thinks these people should also be made to pay compensation to those affected by the demolition rather than government taking sole responsibility for the compensation.
Anybody can enter the area at any time without us knowing. If you went there to, excuse me to say, just attend to nature's call, we wouldn't know. But when you start putting up a house, it sprouts up, and so we would know. And then we ask the questions. But the issue is, yes, one would say that once a permit is given, the person can build. But the question is, the process of providing the permit, have we interrogated to see whether it is actually genuine? There's a societal issue, we've got to deal with it. But importantly, how come the person who had done the wrong thing is only identified as the one who is investing in the land? But the process that allows the person to work, either by action or inaction, is allowed to go scot-free.
Yeah.
Do we have a signature on the permit? Did they go through the proper process to know that, no, this area is not supposed to build upon? And for that matter, if we see it, let us make sure that we surcharge the persons and the forces who acquiesce for the thing to happen to pay and compensate, rather than the state taking the beating for it. But above all else, let us get one thing clear, that this is not the first time that efforts have been made to protect a water body, and for that matter, the Wager Dam.
Also appearing on the program was the acting executive secretary of the Water Resource Commission, Ben Ampoma. He disputed the public perception that the people were not notified before the exercise and said notice was served as far back as 2008. He said this was followed by series of warnings and interactions for those affected to have evacuated before the demolition exercise.
It is not as if nothing has been done and the government has just waited and then, as it were, going to demolish the structures. Indeed, from 2008, a lot of interaction has been going on within the government, as it were, the institutions that are involved in terms of protecting the lake and the dam. A lot of interactions have been ongoing, education as to making people aware of the dangers of their building these structures within the areas that have been acquired by government over the years. And also, as it were, put a human face to them, encouraging them to resettle or to move away from the encroached area. As it, a lot have been done, it's time that the enforcement is actually put in place to ensure that we don't actually, the future, that if the dam goes off, we would even have much a serious issue to tackle than now.
A legal practitioner and lecturer, Godwin Adegiwini, said the mere enforcement of legal rules cannot bring order in society. He noted that society has a duty to create a conducive environment for people to obey the laws. He therefore advised law enforcers to take preventive measures rather than wait till situations get out of hand before taking drastic actions.
Law is essential for society, but those involved in law enforcement have to bear in mind that prevention is as important as the curative aspect. So the situation we are dealing with now clearly shows that the preventive aspect was not clearly and effectively addressed. So the institutions involved and all over the country must pay greater attention to prevention than the curative aspect of law enforcement.
The views of panelists on our current affairs program Focus, we discuss encroachment and demolition around the Wager Dam.